Over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, sky are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Blessed be the God who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life, and those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. And because I live, you shall live also. Friends, we are gathered here to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Paul Carlson. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow, hope, and in death, resurrection. I invite you to sing hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Sings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Will you join me on page 873 of the hymnal as we say the Lord is my shepherd from Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm from the King James Version, in unison, page 873 in the hymnal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hear the word of the Lord from Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. And now turn to page 871 in the hymnal and join me in this prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace, that as we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, and that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now hear the good news from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 5 to 15. And I think that this exemplifies how Paul lived his life. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is accordance with the scripture, that says, "I believed and so I spoke," we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise also us with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. And now let us sing hymn number 77, "How Great Thou Art," one of Paul's favorite hymns.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
And when I think
that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. That was wonderful singing. And now hear the word of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Apostle John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. And this was the scripture that Paul requested that I had preached on for this funeral, because it was preached on for both his grandfather as well as his father, and now for the son Paul. Hear this good news. This is the words of Christ. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. And just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. Paul Carlson, age 62, of New Windsor, Illinois. He died Saturday, January 28th, 2017, at his home. Paul was born March 20th, 1954, in Galesburg, Illinois, to David Owen and Dorothy Stephen Carlson. He graduated from Alexis High School in 1972. And how many of you here went to high school, Paul? Anybody? Thanks for being here today. Paul married Loretta Berg, and then later on, June 1st, 2008, he married his bride, Sadie Simmons, here in Alpha. Paul was a U.S. Marine veteran, serving from 1975 to 1978, and he also spent time in the Philippines. And Paul was employed at Butler Manufacturing in Galesburg from 1988 to 2004. And then he worked at Rock Island Arsenal from 1981 to 83. And from 2005 until retiring in 2010. Paul was a member of this church, the Alpha United Methodist Church. He was a member and past master of the Rio Masonic Lodge, 685, and the American Legion James Harvey Scott Post, 189, in Alexis, Illinois. As many of you know, Paul enjoyed riding his Harley, creating stained glass, watching John Wayne movies, and especially spending time with his family. And I just want to say thank you to the family, the Carlson family, and especially to Sadie, for welcoming me into your lives this week and sharing your stories and your memories and your love and of the faithfulness and loyalty of Paul. I didn't know him for very long, but he was a wonderful human being who loved Jesus, and he loved life, and he loved people. He was such a generous and a kind man who'd give the shirt off his back to someone if they needed it. Paul had such a powerful testimony that with God, all things are possible. He went through hardship. He was not a stranger to suffering, was he? He was a man who was acquainted with grief like Jesus. But Paul sure made people laugh from all the stories that I heard. And I heard that when Paul was born, not everybody was excited when Paul was born because Marilyn wanted a baby sister, and so she cried when Paul was born. I also heard that that Paul wanted to be a cowboy. No wonder he liked John Wayne. He wanted to be a cowboy when he grew up, when he was little. And there's a picture out there with him in his cowboy hat and his six shooters. And I also heard a story about how he fell out of the milk house, so he got into some trouble a little bit. But his sisters took care of him, and I also learned that Paul was a mama's boy. And that must be where he got such a tender heart. And Paul was definitely patriotic, who put his life in the service to protect the freedom of all of us. And so we honor him today for that as well, on the day before Independence Day. And today was Paul's own Independence Day. Today marks 31 years of his sobriety. Because 31 years ago today, his father, who loved him so much at his worst point in his life, his father loved him and walked with him and helped him begin his sobriety journey. I can't help but think of God, our Father in heaven, who loves us, who while we were yet sinners, he sent his son Jesus to live a sinless life, a life of faithful obedience, to follow and fulfill all 613 of the commands, the Ten Commandments and all the laws that were given to God's promised people. And he fulfilled all of them and did not sin. And he died on the cross for us and was raised for us. See, God the Father sent Jesus to come and save us, just like he did for Paul. And just like Paul's dad helped save him from the pits and despair and the bondage of the sin of alcoholism for him, the sickness. And Jesus healed him. And that proves God's love for us and for Paul. Because while we were at our worst, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He laid down his life for us so that we could be his friends and so that we could be adopted and reconciled children of God. I am in awe of the power of a parent's love for their child. And I hope today that you know that God loves you, friends. Paul found healing, miraculous healing from Stephen Johnson's disease that was literally burning him from the inside. And through prayers and through Paul's courage and his hope, you know, in Romans chapter 5, it says that we boast even in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance and endurance produces character and character produces hope and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit he has given us. And Paul understood this. He understood that hope does not disappoint. He hoped against hope. And even when he looked at his life and his situation, he chose to give glory to God. And he grew strong in his faith with each day. Paul was such a strong man in his faith that when he first met his future bride, Sadie, They were set up on a blind date by friends from the bowling alley, right, Sadie? And actually, they went out for steak dinner, and they had a wonderful time, but they played a prank on everybody when they came back to the bowling alley the next day. But not long when they started going together, Paul is straight up with no bones about it when it came to faith with Sadie. And he's like, "Do you know the Lord? Well, you better." And so Paul helped lead Sadie, his bride, to know the love of Jesus Christ that's healing and transformed her life. And she has been there through her faith and her prayers with Paul to the very end. And so I'm in awe of God's love at work, not only in Paul, but in Sadie and in their beautiful marriage, a marriage built on faith and loyalty and trust. And Sadie told me some great stories about Paul, about how Paul always loved to spend time with his family. And his sisters told me also that he loved his nieces and nephews. And Paul loved setting off fireworks because he was very patriotic and homemade ice cream. So he was always a fun time. He loved giving people motorcycle rides. And I heard about a legendary ride that he gave even to the late, great Kay Cole in her 80s. And she loved every moment. He took some wonderful vacations. And Sadie said Paul's favorite pastime was sitting in the garage or yard in lawn chairs with his friends, drinking coffee, talking politics, and coming up with the solution for world peace and solving all the world's problems from his lawn chair. If they would just listen to Paul, they would get everything fixed. Maybe even this budget crisis. But Sadie said what made him fall in love with Paul was his kindness and generosity, that he helped loving others and would give away his last dime. And at the beginning, I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow to honor Paul because his favorite movie was The Wizard of Oz. And if you came last night, you would know that he likes Pink Floyd because we had Sloppy Joe's and Pink Floyd, and Paul picked out the soundtrack from last night. He wanted Sadie to make Sloppy Joe's, and he wanted Pink Floyd, and he wanted people to have a great party. And boy, did we. That was a beautiful time last night. But, Sadie said Paul had, he had The Wizard of Oz on video cassette, on DVD, on Blu-ray. Did he have it on Laserdisc? He didn't have that, okay. And she always knew when he was watching it, because even when she wasn't home, she'd text him with, you know, "I'll get you, my pretty." He was young at heart. And I think about the first time that I met Paul. And, you know, The Wizard of Oz was making me think about this morning. And I was wondering, well, if Paul was in the musical Wizard of Oz, which character would he play? And I thought, well, he certainly had his courage. He lived with great courage. So he couldn't be the cowardly lion because he already had courage. He certainly had a tender heart, so he couldn't be the Tin Man. I don't think he'd wear a dress and red ruby slippers, so I don't think he'd be Dorothy. But the first time that I met Paul, I went over to Sadie's house to go see him. And there was oxygen everywhere, you know, and Paul never quit smoking. He tried. But I'm in there, and there's oxygen on and everything, and Paul pulls out his lighter and goes to light up, and I thought, oh my gosh, the house is going to blow up. And so I would say, probably, and Sadie agrees, that if Paul was going to be in The Wizard of Oz, he would be the Scarecrow who sings "If I Only Had a Brain." But when I first met Paul, he shared his testimony with me that all things are possible with Christ and the power of prayer. And he was so concerned about everyone he knew and loved that they knew Jesus Christ. And he vetted me and wanted to make sure that I was a real Christian too, even as a pastor. And the times I would go visit Paul, whether in the hospital or at his house, he was just so passionate when we would talk about Jesus. And I saw his Bible, his Masonic King James Version Bible, and it was all well-worn, like a good pair of jeans. You know, it was a little tattered, some marks, some scuffs, maybe a little coffee stains. But he walked with the Lord. And he impacted many of you, I hope. And so I hope today that you know, one, that Paul's proudest thing in his life was the fact he remained sober for 30 years. And that today was his day of his real freedom. Freedom from alcoholism. And the day that he knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that his Father loved him for who he was, not what he could do. And Paul asked me to preach on John 15, 1:17. So I just want to revisit that a little bit. Where Jesus says, "I am the true vine and my Father is the vine grower. And he removes every branch in me that bears no fruit." See, the vine expresses its sap, its essence, through the branches to help them grow. And Christ, through his love for us, whether we believe in him or not, God believes in you, my friends. He loves you. And Paul understood what it meant to abide in Christ. To abide means to trust. It means to rest in. It means to depend on, to dwell in or with or through, to live by. Paul lived vicariously through Christ, and the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ lives still now even in him, as he is now resurrected with Jesus. He's not suffering anymore. He's not in pain anymore. He can probably quit smoking if he wants to. I doubt they let you smoke in heaven, but maybe it won't hurt you in heaven. I don't know. But Jesus, the Father removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. And the branch that he removed from Paul's life was that bondage to alcoholism and freed him. But then every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it to make it bear more fruit. And Paul experienced a lot of pruning in his life. Hardships, illness, disease, sickness, setbacks, being told you can't work anymore, having COPD and not being able to enjoy the smell of a fire pit with his friends. But through Paul's suffering, he endured and he showed his character. And his hope did not disappoint. Because he knew that through all of that, God was always with him. And I hope you were inspired by his life. Because I believe, and life last night was proof, that his life bore much fruit. And through you, his life will continue to bear fruit as you remember him by the way that you live. Because just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, you know, a branch apart from the vine, it's just dead. It's just on the ground. It can't grow. It's no good except maybe for a kid to play, you know, pretend it's a gun and run around and play cowboys and Indians. But Jesus says, "Those who abide in me, because I am the vine and you are the branches, I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing." We are created for a relationship. We aren't created to be solo pull up yourself by your own bootstraps. That wasn't what life was meant to be. Life was meant to be shared in relationship. And when Paul couldn't save himself, his dad walked alongside him and helped him find his own salvation from sobriety. And the people of God in the church and in his life. You know, Paul was baptized in 1964 by immersion at the Alpha Baptist Church. A proud moment for him and his family. That we don't come to know God on our own. The gospel always comes to you and I on its way to someone else. And Paul got that. He understood that to bear fruit was to share Christ and to show kindness and love and compassion for others, even strangers. And Paul kept Christ's commandments to abide in his love. And he knew that because God's joy and his love for Paul, the same joy that God has for you in his love for you, no matter what you've done, but for who you are. He understood, Paul knew that his joy was being made complete because of his faith and because of his family. And so he got that command to love one another as Christ has loved him. And he was willing to lay down his life for his friends even, especially in serving in the military and in being willing to give the shirt off his back to help people. And so I hope today that you're encouraged, that you know that God loves you and that Christ died for you and that Christ can set you free and heal you and give you character and hope just like he gave Paul, so that you can go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that God can give you what you desire and you yearn for. And I believe last night, Paul received what God he'd asked God for. And I think with that party, to see so many people together reconciling, laughing, listen to Pink Floyd, enjoying Sloppy Joe's, I think Paul got what he wanted, didn't he, Sadie? Yeah. So may you love one another as Paul has loved you and as Jesus loves you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Another of Paul's favorite hymns was The Old Rugged Cross. I invite you to sing or to reflect and to listen. But as we sing this, just remember, God loves you. The Old Rugged Cross, hymn number 8504. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross.
can exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Will you join me in prayer? God of love, we thank you for all with which you have blessed us, even to this day, for the gift of joy and days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence, your love and your promise in days of pain and grief. We praise you for home and friends, and for our baptism and place in your church. With all who have faithfully lived and died, especially those as Paul, above all else, we thank you for Jesus, who knew our griefs, who died and rose for our sake, and who lives and dies and prays, who lives and prays for us. And as he taught us, so now we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we're going to listen to a song that Paul had picked out.
For love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. And now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. like a newborn baby. Don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus.
Paul, we love you and we miss you. And we thank you for your life of faith. And now you're with Jesus in heaven. You're not suffering anymore. And you're praying with Jesus for all of us so that our joy may be complete as we learn to abide in Christ who loved us and still loves us. Amen. Let us commend Paul and give him to the Lord. O God, all that you have given us is yours. As first you gave Paul Carlson to us, so now we give Paul back to you. Receive Paul into the arms of your mercy and raise Paul up with all your people. Receive us also and raise us into a new life. Help us by your Holy Spirit and your grace so to love and to serve you and to serve our neighbors in this world, that we may enter into your joy in the world to come at the resurrection. Amen. Receive this blessing. May the God of hope fill you just like Paul with joy and peace as you trust in him, as you trust in Jesus Christ, so that you may overflow, like Paul, with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.